She's the multi-Grammy award-winning, ever-changing queen of pop, an icon of style, actress, mother, and global brand. Now the material girl has reinvented herself again, this time as a fashion designer. M for Madonna, a range of clothing designed by the star, goes on sale worldwide this week in stores of the European fashion retailer H&M. In an age where the line between celebrity and business has blurred, teaming up with a global brand like H&M makes commercial sense.
It's not about reinvention, it's about being savvy. It's about knowing your market and also knowing that every market has what is called a product life cycle. It starts declining, but then you can extend it, or even better, you can say, what have I learned from that? And now I'm going to start again, and that's what she's done. She is one of the greatest marketers I've ever come across.
Madonna says it's no secret that she loves the world of fashion, but will a range of clothes designed by a horse-riding 48-year-old mother of three inspire the world's trendy young things and fashion-conscious?
I mean, I love her music, but I think the stuff she's designed is really nice as well, so I just want to grab a piece of it.
I'm going to see what the pieces are like. I want to see the quality of them, and then I'll pick up a few bits and pieces.
Just tell me what you find out here today.
To get a dress for my fiancée.
So you've seen it already?
Yeah. But in black.
But these days, as Kurt Cobain has demonstrated, you don't even have to be alive to build a global brand. The late Nirvana singer was the highest-earning celebrity brand last year.
Being dead is a very good marketing ploy, but of course it has a few disadvantages here and there, but if you want to put those aside, it's a very good marketing ploy, because what it does, it means that people are still buying into the brand ideal of a name rather than the name itself.
So on that slightly distasteful basis, the Queen of Pop looks set to reign over the music and fashion worlds for many, many more years to come.
I guess I did it wrong.
Adrian Finnegan, CNN, London.